My name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah.
And welcome to another episode of BS with Bobby and Sarah.
This is episode 48.
And today, BS is going to stand for beautiful scenery because you know what?
After
probably 3 months later than expected, Sarah finally moved to Utah. And she's there living her best life.
Thank you for bringing that little tidbit. You didn't have to. And of course you did.
Of course I had to. But you know what? Today we're going to deep dive into it. We're going to get first impressions. We're going to hear about like maybe the dating landscape and any other wild adventures that she's going to get up to. That sounded quite evil.
It did. I don't know why. It really shouldn't.
And you know what? Today in the game section, the quiz is going to be loosely based around Utah. But listeners, stick around because we're going to have fun stuff about celebrities, toys, national parks, television, food. So even if you don't give a gosh darn it about Utah, there's probably going to still be some fun stuff that you might learn.
Oh, definitely.
And I had to censor myself for that. Maybe one Mormon listener.
Oh, that's true. They might see Utah and be like, oh, maybe I want to hear about my state.
Fuck that. Censoring over with.
That was quick.
But before we get into Utah, I just wanted to say that if either of us sound different than the last few episodes, it's because one, Sarah moved, so she's in a new location.
Yeah, and I sound farther away.
And two, I might sound different, and I apologize, but it's because my microphone got slammed halfway through my office wall.
Wait, how? What?
There's literally still dry dust on it. Okay.
Are you experiencing some non-marital bliss?
No, I was just, you know how you lean back on a chair as you do, and you just balance on the back two legs?
Especially when I'm listening to that one song, Lean With It, Rock With It.
Man, you did have a lot of espresso and caffeine today.
I did. I'm sorry. And it is coursing through my veins.
No, we love it. I'm sure the listeners love all of Sarah's little quips and jokes. Because usually I'm the one making all the bad ones. So now you get to join in too. But yeah. No, so I was leaning back in my office chair, which is like bar height. And I lost my balance. I fell backwards. And because I'm a lazy piece of trash, instead of putting my microphone in the Pelican case after our last recording, I just set it on top. And so when my chair fell back, it hit the case and the mic and it threw them into the drywall. And now I've got a bunch of holes.
Oh my God. That was a big fall then, because for you to launch it that hard into drywall, damn.
I had massive bruises from the chair arms on both my legs. On the side of my quads, it had to have been like the size of a grapefruit or a pomelo.
Pamplemousse. It's French for, I believe, cantaloupe.
No, I think it's French for grapefruit.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because there's no cantaloupe flavored LaCroix, and that would be insane.
Oddly, I think I'd like that better.
So if either of us sound different now, you know the reasons why. I guess I'm just glad that I still don't have my apartment back in Elmhurst, because those walls were cement.
Would have ruined your mic.
Yeah, but also it was really annoying anytime I wanted to, you know, install curtains or hang up like a frame poster of Ricky Martin. Shakira. Shakira.
Shakira.
But enough about that. The reason for the season of today's episode. Sarah and Utah.
Bring it.
Yes, you know?
Sarah. I'm an Utah. I don't know why, but, you know, that was great.
But first off, we got to discuss how you got there. I want to hear about the road trip. Like,
the road trip.
How long did you drive? Where did you stay? Did you sleep in your car?
I slept in my car both nights. It took me 3 days to get here.
That's a lot of driving.
It is a lot of driving. And then I didn't really think it through, but like I had this cargo bag that I had on my car, because I don't have like those rails to put like the bins or any kind of thing like that. So luckily I had found this cargo bag. It worked really great. I was nervous for like the whole entire first day, thinking that I was going to like fly off, but this thing did not budge. It was like soldered to my car. It was great. I had space to sleep in my car since I didn't have to put everything inside my car. Plus I'm traveling with like a large dog, so he took up half of the back of the car.
Because in my mind, sleeping in your car meant just like staying in your driver's seat, you know, throwing the seat back.
I did. I didn't throw it back too much just because there was still some stuff behind there. But I just kind of like put a bunch of like squishy stuff to the side of me, like in the center console area, and then just kind of leaned over, and it was great. Like for how tired I was at the end of each night, it was great.
So how long did you drive the first day and where did you stop?
Where the heck did I land? I think it was Oklahoma City.
You drove from Chicago to Oklahoma City in one day?
I think, yeah, because I was trying to make it by Sunday. I left on a Thursday afternoon, I think. I think it was at a Shell gas station. Could have been a Pilot. I love Pilots.
Why? I've never been. Why would anyone love a certain gas station?
Because they're usually like for truckers and they've got like a big, very clean facilities. And okay. They usually have like a dog park now. So like a little fenced in dog area. But yeah, the bathrooms are usually very clean and it's very like lit up and bright. So I feel a little safer when I'm staying in my car.
Okay.
The Flying J, I think. Those are usually pretty good too. Those are my favorite. It's a Loves.
Before, you never would have realized it, but now you drive halfway across the country and you have your favorite gas station and truck stops.
It's the things you didn't know you could know. Which I also brought a pee cup this time. Because one of my like pet peeves about like driving long road trips is that like whenever I have to pee, like you have to pull over and it takes like a total of like at least 20 minutes, if not half an hour, to do the whole getting off the highway, potty, wash hands, whatever, and then back on the road. And that just kind of like, I feel like it eats time. So most of the times it kind of correlates with me needing to get gas. And so like I stop and go potty anyway. But then during the times that I don't need gas and I just want to keep going, I just pulled over and peed in a cup. And just kind of splashed it into the grass.
That's so nasty. It sounds nastier than me just like pulling on the side of the road and peeing.
Yeah, well, it's so easy for you guys. You just whip it out.
But at the same time, I mean, if there's hours in between me having to go to the bathroom, I feel like it's also a good time to get out of the car, stretch my back and my legs. And it doesn't have to take 20 minutes.
That is very true.
Anyway, all right. 12-hour drive to Oklahoma. And where was the next place you stopped?
Next place I stopped was Denver. Like just before...
Whoa. What the fuck?
Yeah, pretty sure that's what... Yep. You know what? Let me check the map again. Because
I was going to say, this makes no sense.
You have a better geography brain. And again, this was like a long time ago and I did it on very little sleep. So
it was like 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, that is forever.
Did you like accidentally add 400 extra miles to your trip?
I accidentally was looking at the wrong area. Okay, so it's Omaha, not Oklahoma.
Oh my God. Okay, that makes much more sense. I mean, I was going to wonder why you went so far south have to go back up, but...
Nope. Big boo-boo on my end.
Got it. So you stayed in Omaha, Nebraska.
Yes. And then the next day, I ventured out and ended right, like, maybe 15 minutes right outside of Denver. And then woke up right before the sunshine and got going again into the mountains because I didn't want to drive through the mountains at night.
So then you finally landed in...
Southern Utah.
You are as far south in Utah as you can go. Like your town literally borders Arizona.
Yeah. I'm in Arizona in 6 minutes if I wanted to. There's like, that's actually one of the things on my list that I wanted to like do out here was straddle the state line. I've always wanted to do that. I don't know why I never thought of doing that like in Illinois and Iowa or something or Wisconsin.
So now I'm really interested to hear all of your first impressions about Utah, whether it's like the people, the laws, the landscape, because of course today stands for BS, beautiful scenery.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful scenery. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely one of my very first impressions was the scenery is absolutely gorgeous. It's like these red mountainy rocks, but it's not like huge, huge mountains like so far away. You know, they look so close and then... some of them are a little bit of like snow sprinkled, so it gives it like a bunch of dimension. And then there's still some green, which just makes the red look like pop really, really just gorgeous, friggin' gorgeous. And then whenever there's blue skies, oh, it's just, it really is like so picturesque every single day.
And I mean, it has to be even more incredible for us, like people who grew up in Illinois, because for those that don't know, Illinois is the second flattest state in the entire country.
The second flattest? Seriously?
Yeah. Wow. It is flatter than Nebraska and Iowa those flat states, you think.
Yeah. I could have sworn Nebraska would have been one of the first ones. So do you know what the first one is?
Yeah. And so do you, if you think about it.
Florida?
Yeah, exactly.
Sweet.
So, I will see a hill, like a big hill, just driving down the street and be like, oh, this must be crazy in the winter. And then you go to a place like Utah with huge mesas and hoodoos and all of that geography.
It is incredible. Geology. Geometry. You can see, and it's a very so another part of the first impressions, it's a very, very tiny town.
What's like, tiny? It's all relative, like 600 people, 6,000.
Oh, I guess in terms of people, I don't know. But in terms of like main streets, it's like maybe three or four blocks of like center town, and then that's about it. And then you're like into the mountains, into like the beautiful places. The
population's 5,000 people.
Oh, whoa. See, I never would have guessed that. That sounds like a lot for how small the town feels.
Well, it could be very spread out, and then the downtown central area. I have the perfect question to see if it's way too small.
Okay.
Does it have a McDonald's or a Wendy's?
It has both.
Oh, okay, good.
And a Pizza Hut. But, okay, it doesn't have, like, a Walmart.
No. How far away do you have to go to for places like that?
The first Walmart is about an hour and 10 minutes.
Insane. So if you need to go pick up some Q-tips and some Diet Dr. Pepper and foot cream.
Well, there is two grocery stores in town.
Oh, okay.
And that's another thing on the list was that everything is so much more expensive here. I feel like they're even maybe the same price or slightly more than like downtown Chicago prices.
Just because of the remoteness, everything has to be shipped in.
I think so, yeah. And plus, it's like a touristy place because there's a lot of places you get to from here, like Zion National Park, Bryce Canyon, Pink Coral Sand Dunes, like a lot of stuff like that, and they bank on it.
That is, if people have been wondering, that's actually one of the reasons why you ended up in that location. She purchased that property to Airbnb out because it is so close to like Zion and National Forests and National Monuments. There's a lot down there.
There is so much. Yeah. And I actually learned from her that this is also like a desert area. And you know, when people would say desert, I would immediately just think, you know, sand and like nothing, barren. But then I like did a little bit of teeny tiny little bit of research, and there's like 6 to 7 types of desert. Like what? Wow.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is a very Bobby, snobby Bobby. Did you know, actually? But Antarctica is the world's largest desert.
See, what? Like, what? Why? How? What? It's ice.
I think it's extra funny because we have discussed this in a previous podcast episode. desert, it just relates to how much precipitation an area gets. So like you mentioned, there's seven different types of desert. Well, it has nothing to do with temperature, and because Antarctica gets so little precipitation, it's a desert.
But see, that kind of like, I think the logicness makes me, logic from my mind makes me forget these facts, because you see all the snow and the ice and you think it's just full of water coming down and freezing, but I guess it's not.
It's just been sitting there for long ass time.
A very long, long time.
Okay, so you're surrounded by parks and national monuments and desert.
Desert, yes. Yep. It's very pretty. Like the scenery, again, it's like, it's really different because everything is very close. It's not like kind of like in Colorado where you see the mountains like far off, you know, on the skyline. This one, it's like you're kind of in it, but it doesn't feel as suffocating as like when I was in Pittsburgh where it was like everything was like falling on me.
Well, one of the reasons it was so long in between putting out episodes of BS with Bobby and Sarah was just because not only did you move, but I wanted to give you time to experience your new life in Utah.
I'm glad you did. I did get to experience a lot of the things on my little like to-do list. The first weekend when my friend came back, she drove me through Zion National Park, which one thing I didn't realize that you needed to like pay to get into national parks, and she has a pass. And it was stunning. Like I have very few, like it was just stunning. Very few words to describe it.
I can tell. Okay, but some people they might have heard Zion, or there might be people. We get a lot of listeners in the Netherlands, so Hey, how you doing? They might not know what Zion is. So, what kind of national park? What are you seeing?
Oh, like, you know, they think like it's a forest or something. No, yeah, this is
They could have literally no idea.
Mm-hmm. It's big rock mountains, and the really cool thing about Zion National Park is that there's like two separate parts to it, and some people don't always go through like the whole thing, so they miss out on like these views are completely different. So the first part that we went through, it was like very close up. You're kind of like in it. You're seeing all these like reddish, yellowish rock formations, and it feels like you're kind of like on a planet, you know, like where you would shoot a Mars scene or something like that. Then you go through this other part where then you kind of like are stepped away a bit from it. And it's just like these big, magnificent views of like the Mount of the Red Rocks, like against like the blue sky and like these windy little roads. And it almost kind of like feels like canyony because you're up on the mountains, but then the other side of it is so close that it's still like, whoa.
Yeah. Does it make you just in complete awe?
Yeah.
Does it make you want to do like yoga and smoke a doobie and just ponder the earth and how tiny we are and how these formations have taken hundreds of millions of years, and then everything in your life amounted to you standing right there in the moment.
Whoa. Well, I had never taken it that far, but I don't think you even need to smoke a doobie.
Pretty, no. Rock.
It is. It's magnificent like that, but like you don't even need to smoke anything. You kind of just feel that big, like, whoa, just from looking at it.
The splendor.
Yes. Yes.
It's got to be incredible.
It's so huge. And it's like, no wonder that it's being protected, you know, like, because that's one of the things that came across my mind, like if it wasn't a national park, like would people just like come flock it here because it's so magnificent and then just like ruin it?
Probably checking for oil.
Well, that's mean.
America's national park system is one of the greatest things that was ever created.
Well, now I'm not even mad about them charging because I've been to Rocky Mountain National Park, and this was just like a whole different kind of gorgeous. And it makes me want to like explore other ones. Like, cause I was never someone would like, oh yeah, let's go, you know, woohoo, national parks. It was just like, okay, yeah, you know, I hear they're great and stuff and pretty, you could take a picture, but like being in them is like a whole different feel. So I want that. I want that more.
Have you created a list of everything that you want to do?
Yeah.
You know, it could be visiting all the parks, or it could be...
Yeah, like little goals of here. I did. I absolutely have a list.
Fucking a Mormon boy. I don't know.
Changing his religion. Oh, gosh. I had a list of 15 things that I wanted to do, and I've only gotten to do 6.5.
You've been there for 5 weeks, so that is huge. And of course, this list, you can keep adding to it for as long as you're there.
There are a lot of, like, you see a lot of the Mormon people, and they...
The Mormon people.
At first, I thought it was Amish. They were Amish because they were wearing, like, those, like, the dresses, like, very long, very, you know, covered. But then they had, like, the similar look to Amish. So I thought it was Amish until Christy was like, no, those are actually the Mormon people. And they're sometimes they're, like, in... Polygamous, there we go. The Because, yeah, I would see them, like, multiple women with just one guy. And I just thought it was just, like, a group of people going out grocery shopping. But then I was like, oh, okay.
You know, I kind of forget that stuff still happens. When I think of Mormon, I just think of, you know, Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
Rich people that have 6 kids and a gigantic 4,000 square foot home and the SUV. Right. And I totally forget that. Maybe in rural places like where you are, it is like the show Big Love on HBO with polygamy and homely looking women and their gigantic dresses that look like they were made from curtains or tablecloths or kitchen towels.
Well, I mean, the reason
am I wrong?
No.
with a very crusty bangs because, yeah, they still have the same hairstyle from the 80s where their innocence was lost because they were married off to this disgusting old polygamous guy when they were young.
Luckily, like, the people I've seen so far, at least the women I've seen with them, are usually around the same age. So I guess that makes me feel a little better that they're not with, like, some, you know, 50-year-old dude at, like, 16 mm-hmm. or worse. But, yeah, the dresses were very, very simple. And that's why I was like, oh, that's why I thought they were Amish, because I've only ever seen it in that context, you know, with because I was thinking like you know, a different kind of Mormon. Very, you know, very rich with the six kids.
The last thing I was wondering about, Mexican food, because you're so much closer to Mexico than you mm-hmm. were in Chicago, but there's way more Mexicans in Chicago. So I want to know, who has better Mexican food options?
You know what? I have, because of my budget and because things being so expensive here, I have not been to a restaurant out here. And also, there's just not much options.
Okay, is there a Mexican restaurant in town at least?
There is, but I haven't gone to it.
Is it called like Los Jalapenos or Los Tacos?
There's one called Havana Cabana.
Oh, okay. Well, I like it because it rhymes.
Me too.
Not necessarily Mexican food though, but
hold on one second. There's another place, Escobar's Mexican Restaurant.
Okay, now that sounds legit. They probably have the plastic tablecloths, and you know that salsa there is homemade, and it's probably on fire.
You know, from the pictures, it actually looks really good. The tables look like they're made out of wood, and I don't see a tablecloth at all. But the platter looks pretty delish. Oh, wait. Someone took a video of one of their tacos, and it looks like American-style taco.
And for the people that don't know, it's like the Taco Bell taco with the cheese on top?
Uh-huh, yep, with the lettuce and the cheese and yeah.
The final thing that I was wondering about.
Yeah, bring it.
I was wondering if you were on the dating apps out there, because I wanted to know if you were getting a lot of clean-cut, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, missionary Mormon guys.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
Or if it was that, because you are so close to all these parks, national parks and state parks and monuments and hiking and biking and kayaking.
Yeah.
Where are you getting the granola, bearded, patchouli smelling outdoor guys that are hitting up all those parks?
Oh, man. You know what? Both of those things sounded wonderful. And, you know, honestly, like, I wouldn't necessarily be against like a polygamy thing. Probably not.
No. I'm not even talking about polygamy. I'm just wondering if you're, like, if you're on Tinder and you're seeing what types of guys. Oh,
no,
damn.
That was definitely something I wanted to do. Like, but seriously, I'd been here like 4 weeks maybe or something like that.
So, you've only been there for four weeks.
Right. And I feel like I've barely gotten settled. Exactly. I did go to one event that was like, what the heck was it called? Authentic Games Night. It was not at all what I expected, but it turned out to be kind of cool. And I did meet one kind of like granola type guy, but we haven't met up again. So it was kind of like that.
Well, what was so unexpected about that game night?
Oh, okay. So it was very much more like almost like therapy, but games. Like, so just for example, one of the games was you would like sit face to face with like with your partner. And then you would name things that you thought that they would think of you the first time they saw you.
What the hell?
Yeah.
I would be like, I was expecting Monopoly.
Well, I mean, from the name, it said Authentic Games. So I thought it would just be like the conversation wasn't going to be superficial. But no, it was like, this was like deep getting to know you shit. And like, I stayed and I played along. Was very overwhelming, not necessarily, but just like it rattled me a little bit. It did kind of feel good to like connect with strangers that deeply that fast, but mm-hmm. yeah, it was just like if it would take me a while to go back to another one.
I bet. Okay, so not on the dating apps, and I was only mm-hmm. joking about like working on yourself, but it's actually like truly the case though.
Yeah, it is. And it wasn't necessarily like a planned thing that I would work on myself. It's just kind of where it ended up. And if I met anyone, then that'd be cool. I'm still open to like however, to meeting anyone, you know, however. But I would prefer it in person, not necessarily apps. If I ever get desperate enough, then I will do the apps.
What a great way for your future partner to be like, I was so desperate I had to come on the app and I found you. So I was desperate enough to find you this way. Now I'm going to replay this at your wedding.
Oh, shit. Okay, let me change the word desperate to ready. When
I okay, feel oh, that's
super ready.
So much better.
So great much job. Better. We were both desperate enough, and that's why we're here. Raise your glass.
Is there anything else before I segue into the game?
Well, I mean, I could go into like some of the specific ones. Like I did a hike through Toadstool's Hoodoos. It's like dramatic mushroom shaped rock formations. That was pretty cool. That was a pretty cool hike. Like, again, just like stunning views everywhere.
Okay. And a hike in Illinois is like going to the paved path forest preserve.
Yes.
And gym shoes where you can still see your car. Even if you walk 20 minutes, you'd be like, oh, the car's over there. It's still okay. But a hike in Utah has got to be, you need actual hiking shoes and yep. lots of water and actual literal granola. Not the granola guys.
We did hike it for a while. I didn't bring my water bottle because I didn't know it was
going to be. That is a huge fucking, huge fucking noob move to not bring water on a hike.
I brought it and I left it in the car, but I didn't want to lug it with me the whole time.
You know, it gets lighter the more you drink. People die that way by not taking. Okay, yes,
but Bobby, there's also no bathroom. So I'm over here panicking. It's like, what if I have to pee really bad? Where the heck am I going to go? I can't just like pee on a toadstool with people watching me.
I mean, you squat over a toilet at truck stops. You can squat over a rock behind a bigger rock next to the other rock.
Oh, man. The person I went with would not approve. They would probably never take me anywhere ever again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The person that doesn't wash their hands after using the bathroom. That person is not going to approve. Okay. Right. I got it.
Oh, people,
so Southern Utah is just beautiful landscapes and lots of stuff to do if you are the outdoorsy type.
Yes. 10/10 recommend as definitely a place to come by and experience for sure.
Awesome. I'd love to hear it. Mm-hmm. I also love to hear when it's game time.
Ooh, yeah.
And like I said, the theme of today is just going to be Utah, but only loosely. All right.
Like so the rocks.
I hope not. You could roll a little ankle. Roll your little ankle and break your fucking foot. So I've got about five different questions, themes. And so let's just jump right into it.
All right.
Of course. When people think of Utah, more than anything, they think of Mormons.
Correct.
And as of 2020, 60% of Utahns, which is the name for someone who's from Utah.
Sounds Utahns. Like someone just like yawned in the middle of saying Utah.
Oh, Utahns, they're boring white people. So that's fitting.
That took a second to settle in.
60% of Utahns were reported as Mormons. That's more than 2 million of them.
Hot damn. I mean,
and California is second place and they have fewer than 1 million. So there's a lot of Mormons and a lot of Utahns. So question, name any celebrity from Utah or born in Utah and you'll get like 5 bonus points if they're not Mormon.
If they're not Mormon. Oh, do you know any celebrities that are from Utah?
Yeah, hell yeah, I do. They're like the most famous Mormon celebrity singer brother and sister ever.
Brother and sister. Oh my gosh, okay, that's a clue. Brother and sister. No, that's Sonny and Cher. can I get a decade range? Oh,
they were probably big in the 70s.
Brother and sister. Mamas and the papas? Nope.
I mean, if it's not jumping out right now.
Okay, yeah, no, it's not. Oh, ABBA?
No. Who?
Oh, wait, no, they're not from the U.S.
ABBA from Sweden? Right. That they, not even siblings?
Okay,
I mean,
yeah,
if it's not jumping it's out, not, there's no chance. But not. I was like Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Oh, dang it. Yeah. They're from Utah?
Of course they are. Julianne and Derek Hough from Dancing with the Stars. They're choreographers.
Oh, yep.
Also pretty well known. More interestingly, Wilford Brimley, who's the diabetes guy.
Oh, that guy?
The diabetes.
Diabetes.
That guy. Mm-hmm. Other famous people born in Utah. Chrissy Teigen was born there.
Okay.
Steve Young, the NFL quarterback. Whoa. The lead singer from Panic at the Disco.
Oh,
and
neato.
Butch Cassidy.
I definitely know that name. I think he was a singer too, right?
Butch Cassidy?
Yeah, no.
Football and the person? Sundance Kid? Movie Do you think they were person? A singing duo? Butch Cassidy was a bank robber and the leader of a gang in the 1800s.
Oh, I was way off. Whoops.
I really want to know who the hell you were thinking about.
Maybe there's been a movie about him or a musical. That's why I'm getting it mixed.
There's been
up.
Tons of movies about the very infamous robber Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
See, that just how does that not sound like a movie? Who was the Sundance Kid?
I mean, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was a 1969 American West buddy film.
Oh, okay.
But regardless, this was supposed to be the easy question to name any of the famous Mormon people.
Oh, I'm terrified now.
But you know what? Moving on. For as many Mormons as Utah has, they also have a lot of parks.
Yeah.
There are 5 national parks in Utah. Damn. Zion, Bryce, Canyon, Canyonlands, Capitol Reef, and Arches. Only California and Alaska have more national parks.
Wow.
Utah also has 6 national forests. A few of them are down by you. Sweet. And there's 43 state parks. So I want you to tell me, Sarah, which of these animal-named state parks is a Bobby invention?
Okay.
Because all the other ones are actual places in Utah.
Okay, this one's going to be fun.
Spot the fake.
Uh-huh.
Antelope Island State Park.
Okay.
Lizard Blood State Park. Goosenecks State Park. Dead Horse Point State Park. All of these are real and in Utah, except for one, which I made up.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure Antelope one is the real one because I really wanted to go to that.
Nice.
Lizard Blood, that one sounds too crazy to not be real. What was the Dead Horse?
Dead Horse Point State
Park. That also sounds... Okay, but see, there's Blood, Lizard Blood, and Dead Horse. This just sounds like really not great adventures for animals. What was the other one after Dead Horse?
Goosenecks.
Goosenecks. Okay, that was funny.
Antelope Island, Lizard Blood, Goosenecks, Dead Horse Point.
In that case, I think I'm going to go with Dead Horse Point as the made-up one.
Okay, that's very fake. Morbid. The fake one, Lizard Blood State Park.
Oh, dang
which
it.
Means there is a place in Utah called Dead Horse Point State Park. And crazy enough, added bonus, there is also a park called Starvation State Park.
Oh,
and
Lord.
Surprisingly,
bring your granola.
Yeah, Starvation and Dead Horse Point, which you think they might be related in exactly the same way. No, they're just morbid on their own way. There's like 300 miles between them.
That's a drive.
Who knows how the horse became dead, but it was not from Starvation Park.
Just like a very unlucky place.
So to recap, I invented Lizard Blood State Park.
Lizard Blood.
And now speaking of inventions...
Yeah.
Let's talk about some inventions that were created in Utah or by Utahns.
Utahns. Right?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you 2 options. I want you to choose if either one of them, both of them, or none of them were invented or inventions in Utah.
Okay. All right. This is going to be cool. I get to learn things.
All right. The first one, the artificial heart and breast implants.
Oh, those were invented in Utah?
Yeah,
or
you
by
tell
Utahans?
Me. One of them... Both or none of them.
Okay. I'm going to say, well, breast implants, I don't know if... So with so many Mormons here, don't think they'd be into body alterations.
Okay.
But they would probably want to preserve the heart. I'm going to say the heart pump is real.
That is correct. In the early 1980s, woo-hoo! Robert K. Jarvik invented the artificial heart at the University of Utah.
Oh, my goodness. Crazy. My reasoning worked out this time. I am so happy.
You sussed that out. All right, next one. Frisbee and Lego. Was it one of these, both of them, or neither of them that was invented in Utah?
You know what? I'm definitely going with my gut on this one, and I'm going to say both.
The Frisbee was invented in Utah by Walter Frederick Morrison shortly after World War II.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Lego started with wood blocks in 1932 in Denmark because the company name comes from the Danish phrase "lay godt," which means play well.
Well, that's pretty cool, though. I was thinking like maybe all like the flat rocks kind of inspired the, or the mesas, the flatness of the bricks, you know, and stuff like that.
I wish you would have said that before you answered, because then people could have seen your logic, and now it's kind of just like you're making excuses.
Oh, no, you don't tell people what to think.
Next up, the Zamboni and the xylophone.
Okay, the Zamboni is that thing that like smooths out the ice for hockey games, right?
Exactly.
Okay, that has to have been invented in Canada. I don't know, but I feel like the xylophone would have been invented like a long, long time ago in Europe-ish areas. And by Europe-ish areas, I mean anywhere on the other side of the world.
Maybe where Ebba lived. Who knows?
I'm going to say neither.
I will tell you that the xylophone was not invented in Utah.
Yes! Oh, well, that means the other one was, though, didn't it? Doesn't it?
The Zamboni was invented by a man named Frank Zamboni.
Yeah, that was his last name! I don't know why that's so funny.
I was just going to ask you. It's funny.
Hey, Mr. Zamboni. It's kind of
like, how Jacuzzi was the name of the guy who invented Jacuzzi.
Uh-huh.
So if you ever see it, it should be a capital J because it's the name of a guy and the company. Anyway, Frank Zamboni is from Utah. He invented the Zamboni in Utah.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I know. That is cool. And I never would have expected it.
Wow. A Zamboni's from Utah. Very cool.
Next one. The TV and the DVD.
Ooh. And they go together.
One of these was invented in Utah. Both or neither. You tell me.
You, Tommy.
Oh, good one.
Okay, so DVD. I don't know. I feel like there's pretty smart people in Utah. Only because, you know, they have to use all their brain powers with no caffeine and no alcohol. Where was it? Television? No, television, I think, was invented in, like, New York.
New York.
New York. Oh, man. I'm going to go with television. No. And DVD, yes, was from Utah.
I will let you know that Robert Ingebretsen, name sounds very Danish, doesn't it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
But he did invent the DVD in Utah.
What? Whoa! Okay. Well, that's really cool.
I'll also let you know the man who invented the first prototype for the all-electric television was named Philo Farnsworth, which... sounds like a made-up name. Like, if I had told you that, you would have probably assumed that I made that name up.
Uh-huh.
He was from Beaver, Utah.
Oh my gosh, so both of them were right.
Both the TV and the DVD. We have people from Utah to thank.
Dang, there's a lot of things from Utah that like are pretty cool and are still very relevant in our lives.
And TV segues into our next question. I'm going to give you the option to choose your category about television. Do you want to answer a question about The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, American Idol, or Everwood?
I don't know what Everwood is. Real Housewives.
Only a show on the CW that was like the launching platform. Is that what it's called? For Chris Pratt. Like a teenage Chris Pratt. Yeah, he was on that show.
No way. So this is like an older show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it's a good thing you didn't choose it because you don't know anything about it. So Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. It was the 10th installment of that franchise.
Okay.
That's insane that there's 10 series. And this show itself.
Yeah, that is really
three seasons, over 50 episodes. So
I know about it, but I haven't seen any episodes of it. Just like whatever, like little commercials I see every once in a while of a bunch of women just yelling at each other.
And I mean, they could be doing that in any of the other 9 locations for the show anyway, right?
Yes.
Of the following options, I want you to tell me which are the reasons that cast members of Salt Lake City have left the show or were fired.
Oh, okay. During the show.
It didn't have to be like on camera.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And you'll see why. They were fired after the discovery of incendiary Facebook posts criticizing the Black Lives Matter movement.
Ooh.
Next one. They were sentenced to 6 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering, running a nationwide telemarketing scheme preying on the elderly and the vulnerable.
Oh my gosh, that's so horrible.
Another option. They were spreading rumors claiming that one of the co-stars and her husband were planning to drug and take advantage of another co-star.
Mamma mia.
Or... They pled guilty to 41 counts of fraud, including mail fraud, wire fraud, and bank fraud. So now hearing all of those reasons...
Ooh.
Like, what's a reason why someone from Real Housewives of Salt Lake City got fired from the show?
Okay. Ooh. Well,
so we have the comments about Black Lives Matter. You got 6 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering. We got the rumors about drugging and taking advantage. Or 41 counts of different types of fraud.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say it's one of the two in the middle because it just, this might suck to say, but it just sounds like just the kind of more really blah, like with the elderly, kind of like screwing the elderly or like the grossness of harassing another person in there.
Are you trying to say that that sounds like something Mormons do?
A little bit.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify what you're trying to say.
Okay. Yep. The elderly one.
That is correct. And actually that has been in the news recently because the woman who was on the show, her name's Jen Shah. She just went to jail like this month. Whoa. She was sentenced to 6 years in prison for wire fraud and money laundering, running a nationwide telemarketing scheme targeting the elderly.
Oh my gosh. See, it sucks that it's that terrible, but Jesus. Oh my goodness.
Well, and if you think I was creative enough to come up with the other three, no, I'm not. They were also other reasons that
you're kidding
people have gotten
me.
Kicked off. In that same season... or same series. I don't know if it was the same season. I don't care or look into it that much. But another one was canceled after she criticized the Black Lives Movement.
Shitty.
The one about the rumors and the drugging and the, taking advantage, that came from someone in Real Housewives of Atlanta. And then the final one about 41 counts of fraud, that was New Jersey, baby.
Oh my God. So this show just brings out the real quality people in our society, doesn't it?
Yep. Okay, moving on.
Hot damn.
We're just going to do some rapid fire true or false.
Okay.
So tell me, true or false, the first Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise opened in Salt Lake City in 1952.
No.
So false?
Didn't it have to be in Kentucky? Oh, sorry. Yes, false.
This is actually true. And the thing is, the keyword is franchise, because he did start his restaurant, which was not under that name, but it was in Kentucky. But the first franchise that he opened
that was
with
tricky.
Kentucky Fried Chicken as the name was in Salt Lake City. Very surprising.
Surprising that. But that's, I should have
paid attention
the
game.
To the words.
Next, true or false, singer-songwriter Jewel was born in Utah.
Oh, I could see that. I feel like that might have been true. Oh my goodness. I'm going to go with true. I feel like I've heard that before.
Okay. Or
she's infamously
known from being from Alaska and growing up in a house with like no running water and having a very rough life up in Alaska.
Oh no.
But she was born in Utah. That is true.
Oh. That was a roller coaster.
I was just
going to
say, did you
there.
Get whiplash from? Yeah.
Yep. A little nauseous now.
That was actually a surprise to me when I found that out. Next one. True or false? The state food is Jell-O.
Why does that feel like that'd be more of a New Jersey thing?
I don't know.
Jell-O. No. No.
Okay.
No.
It is true. Think about the Mormons. They can't even drink caffeine. Of course they love J-E-L-L-O.
What?
It's
no,
alive.
Pudding would be a more appropriate... Ugh.
Jell-O has their own pudding.
Right. Oh, you mean the brand. But you're talking about the actual food Jell-O. Like the jiggly stuff.
J-E-L-L-O. It's alive. So remember back in episode 15 when we debated the best snack food and yours was fucking ceviche?
I will never forget that.
Well, we probably had a bunch of Mormons yelling into their Apple AirPods saying like, no, best Jell-O.
But then you get them to argue and ask them what flavor is the best one.
End of game round.
Oh, okay.
I had to be sudden before you caught on that all the true falses were trues. Because those were just really interesting and very surprising facts.
Oh my goodness, Bobby, it did not even cross my mind.
That's why I had to stop it before you got there. If you ever did, I'm not sure. We'll never know.
The world will never know.
And after all those questions, I forgot to keep count on some of them. So I think you might have gotten two or three. So listeners, let us know.
I think I got half.
Half of what?
All the good ones.
Definitely not. Listeners, let us know if you did better than Sarah. I'm betting that you maybe did. Who knows? But yeah. Reach out to us on Instagram at BS with BS Podcast. It's been a while since I said that, so that's why I said it slowly, because I had to remember if that was actually the name. If you did want more of this, well, there were at least 47 other episodes you can go back and listen to, so thanks for that.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate it. We got a bunch of other fun games and crazy topics that we've discussed, so check them out as well.
Yes, and thank you for joining us on mostly my adventure through Utah.
Yeah, Sarah, thanks for sharing all your impressions. Yeah.
'Twas a pleasure, because it is. I was not expecting so many cool things.
Well, on that note, my name's Bobby.
And I'm Sarah. And this has been some BS